Hola, sota.
Tisam sanje dan je jengo, re dan jengo,
tanyan bisin jin tam je je tondo, si ji ni jin talam ne bayan takbar zogu sanje je kombar bu je dubar je. Te che de tam bu chu la tsang gon sun je zombar je o nyam. Samba sanjun jo de to je bu ngon de tan de zembar je.
So as for the sake of sentient beings, countless in number as space is limitless in extent, that the precious level of complete and perfect Buddhahood, which transcends the extremes of conditioned existence and mere pacification, is to be achieved, must be achieved. So in order to do so, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So with this as the procedure and the goal in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the commitment to enlightenment, the bodhicitta.
Tene tikpa chimpu lo la yendong to zopa sanje je kompang dopar seba la tene malam kar chimpu re.
So in the Mahayana, in order to accomplish Buddhahood for the benefit of others, the wishing prayers or prayers of aspiration are very important.
Tene simchin je tondo nyor to sanje pe malam tang.
So just as the aspirational prayer to be able quickly to accomplish Buddhahood for the sake of benefiting sentient beings, as well as the wishing prayer to be able to engage in those deeds or complete those practices which will, in practice, be able to bring about the benefit of beings. Possibility for the types of aspirational prayers that one can offer are limitless. So among the many and diverse types of aspirational prayers, there is this particular prayer called the prayer aspiring to wholesome practices. So among all of the different types of aspirational prayers, this one, aspiring to wholesome practices, is the supreme. It is like the king of them all.
So
then, in the layout of this wishing prayer, then, as we saw in the previous teaching session, there is an outline analyzing the text in terms of 16 different points, and from among those we have arrived at the third, which is aspiration related to unsullied lifestyle. So then the root text for that says, may free of karmic deeds, afflicted states, demonic ways, and even in the midst of beings belonging to the world, resembling a lotus bloom unstifled by the water, one's deeds be like the sun and moon unhampered in the sky.
Tande tsabte ni ko devo zuna le ngemba tang le ngemba le trova tang nyumong tang kipe tene hedang thado la sope nyumong ba le trova tang deje le namne kipa tambe chu la pato chu par churba te so le te nam deje le re deje le namne thorchen Torching sijite le ta nyumon tan deje le namje kuba meba. Torching. Jikdin Roban Nam Soyang. That justice Rang Tikpa Chambo Sanjung Cho the same gene, then the same change to Tonsik over it. They do Jikdin Roban Nam Soyang, Jikdin Jakanje, Roba Nam Soyang, Roba Nam Janang to Javalem, but Capso, then eh? Same change in your mom, but you want your Magu person change your tones in your part Malam Tapare. Pay Chetarna Meto Pema Chunando China Yang Damsa the Chui Junje Kuba Mapa Damsa the Chumachabi Yenda Pemala Nyeta Nyamata Dava Namkar Jushin the Ninji Kinji Mumba Serge Loto La Sopa Member Sena Yang Then Namka Tokwa Meba Jushin Pena Kangasarze Mumba Laso Bateda Gaju Mebata Namka La Chakwa Meba Tokwa Meba Jova Te Tardu Ta Sanju Sembejoba Je the same change in Anna Neba Capso, same change in Junje, Numon Laso Bejunje Magupa, same change in Tonsi Nubar Shoje, Pichetana. Meto Pema Chunanda Jeba Choi Marupata Nyamada Dava Namkala Nede, the name Mamba Sarjan Mupotanja Savar Sikin, Lotos or Mamba Sinaya Tedak La Tedaka Junja Marukin Topa Mamba taking the Jewishu. Yeah.
So then, in order to make it easy to understand this root, Rinpoche explains it as follows karmic deeds. Means all types of negative actions, unfortunate actions, which one could commit, and afflicted states refers to such states of afflicted emotional reactions as, for example, anger and jealousy, as well as what are called in the text demonic actions, the actions of a demon, which refers to the type of activity which creates obstacles for one's accomplishing genuine dharma. The text then says, free of these, so free of karmic deeds, afflicted states, and demonic ways, means not needing them, not relying on these. Then it says, even in the midst of beings belonging to the world, and this refers to the fact that having developed the bodhicitta, the resolve or the commitment to enlightenment, then one promises to take rebirth among beings in order to be able to benefit them. So even during the time that one is taking rebirth among the beings of the world, one makes the aspirational prayer that one will not become affected by or influenced by the various types of karmic actions and afflicted states of the beings in those realms. And the examples given for that are a lotus flower which arises in the water and arises out of the water and the mud and the filth, but is not stifled by that condition, is not affected by that mud and water. And another example is the sun and the moon, which is not hampered in its motion through the sky. So the sun and the moon have various types of beneficial influence on the surroundings. For example, they're able to ripen harvests and such activities, but in moving through the sky and performing these beneficial deeds, they are not themselves bogged down in those deeds. They are not stopped, they are not hampered in any way in their progression through space. So by means of these two examples, the lotus unaffected by its surroundings, and as well as the sun and the moon able to perform beneficial activity without being blocked through that activity, one makes the aspiration of prayer to be able to be continually reborn among beings without becoming affected by karmic actions or afflicted emotional states. So, if we look closer at this example of the lotus unaffected by its origins, this would refer to the to taking rebirth among beings who themselves are under the influence of various afflicted states of mind, such as, for example, pride. And if one were to be reborn among beings in order to benefit them, but were to oneself be afflicted by the or contaminated by the pride in the beings around one, then one would not be able to benefit them. So one makes this wishing prayer that, just like a lotus which is not affected by the mud and so on out of which it arises, that one will be able to arise in the midst of beings and not be afflicted by their contaminated states. So similarly, beings are afflicted by or sullied by such emotional or afflicted states as envy or jealousy, and because their minds are disturbed by jealousy and overwrought in states of jealousy, they have all types of sufferings. So then, in being born among beings for the sake of benefiting them, if one's own mind stream becomes disturbed by such jealousy, then one will have become sullied or contaminated. So one makes the wishing prayer that one will be able to do this difficult task of being reborn in the midst of this type of contamination without oneself being contaminated by it, and this way be able to actually benefit. So the Bodhisattva who aspires to be reborn among beings plagued by such afflicted states as jealousy, in order to be able to benefit them, if that Bodhisattva in being reborn were to become contaminated with the same type of jealousy, then he would not be able to perform the benefit. Therefore, this wishing prayer that one will be able to take such a birth without being afflicted is so important.
Yeah.
chera yin jike ba yang tong chera yang ke ba yewa
May free of karmic deeds afflicted states demonic ways, and even in the midst of beings belonging to the world, resembling a lotus bloom unstifled by the one's deeds be like the sun and moon unhampered in the sky.
Yabu. O tenda wotene, perke tan indike la tsa ja tan tong, tsikien de chiko, pena lamina jo sapana yin. Tsikien de jam, tong la sopa, domana jante, yabu yore.
So, in this way then, in the various languages, in Tibetan and also in English, then one can recite the prayer again and again. One can recite it 100 times or 1,000 times in the same way that one does in doing a Lama Nalja practice, a Guru Yoga practice. And to do this kind of recitation 100 and 1,000 times of a single verse is really good.
Tene mulan ten dombe kapso yang kondo san sab kapso hepana yin durchek ten do durni san je nam yo par san de tene teta gan do yin do mulan ja ko re rang ge le yang do thara to tor de san sab kap ta chi kwai yo.
So in doing this type of recitation of this verse, for example, then one should do it in the same way that was explained in the opening verses of the Minlam, which describe the way of doing the prostration or the homage. So one should visualize that in front of one there are Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in each and every atom of the universe. There are as many Buddhas and Bodhisattvas as there are atoms in the whole universe. And one thinks that one emanates exact replicas of one's own body in as many atoms as there are in the universe, or in as many forms as there are atoms in the universe, and bows before each and every of the Buddhas visualized. So in this way then, one recites the verse.
Samba Ningi Sanchuk Jisemri, Jujik Duni Tony Topu Hirabre, Tundan Tongbani, the Kunzo Jumata with Hibi Hirabre, Jujik Duni Malamre, Tandan Denta,
such,
or really Jujo,
Jujik,
Jujo Somir, Sachemar, Jo,
oh, Lasso,
Jo Madava, Som,
oh, Lasso, Jujik Duni
Kovan Nejan Kor. Korba chon je semje je chon je magu pe palo jo ko garwa jo che samba nin je san jo je sem me kon zo te jo tenda je jo toni to bi hira bre tene malam bre tanda ta bi ga malam de sur
so then one can do like in the different recitations that one does of the verse in one recitation one can emphasize the idea of being reborn in samsara without being contaminated or sullied by it. In one recitation, one can emphasize the this type of aspiring bodhicitta, the aspiration to be reborn for, in order to benefit beings without being sullied by that activity. And in another recitation, one can emphasize the ultimate bodhicitta by thinking of the dindam.
Oh.
korwe magyupe jusom re.
Jusom.
Tene dhampo te nunpe semche.
Samba ninje sanjuk jusen, tene toni toku hira malam.
Rasa.
Lelela ora. Lelela.
Sorry, we have to run that one by again. There are three causes to one's being able to be reborn in samsara without being sullied by it. The first of them being loving kindness and compassion as the motivation connected with one's aspiring bodhicitta and or with practice of relative bodhicitta. And another cause being the practice of ultimate bodhicitta, which is the knowledge which understands the emptiness. And the third cause being aspirational prayers.
Teya dona sancho semji dang kunzo semji tuendan semji monam da somre. Sancho samba nam korwa ne chang korwa semji di chonji maru pa jyote tuendan semji kunzo semji tuendan semji monam da somre.
So to make it completely clear, the three causes for which enable one to be able to be reborn in samsara without being sullied by it is the practice of relative bodhicitta, which involves loving kindness and compassion, practice of ultimate bodhicitta, which involves the knowledge of the emptiness, and thirdly, the offering of aspirational prayers.
Malam yepa sentin pain de langoy ka goni malanda malanda
So then the in terms of the main outline, then the fourth point treated on is the aspiration related to establishing sentient beings in benefit and well-being.
Henge chong dang so nam je zang ba ne so dong a ra du che bar si deva ta lan ro wa kun gu jin ro wa tham je lan ne pen bar jo nam ken the to pe to pe san je je henge chong dang Deyan suri zang mayin ba so nam je zang ba so ju ye san je ji hien je zang ba jik ten je kam je zang ba ngay song dunga rabdu khyabar se nirwa yeda tundro te ngay song dunga tam je rabdu khyabar se chen deva ta lan rova kuen go chen deva te la tam me ye Lata muso, ngunto, lata me deva tala, drova going go barasijan. Go sejete, go pata, tope tapseva. Deva, ngunto deva tala, drova going, gojen, go barasijan, tope tapsijan. Drova tamje, lan pen barje. Drova tamje, tie even drova tamje. Dradan jeven drova tamje la. Tambe chuje, pen ba je ba de joje, tambe chuje pen to ba joje. Tendo, ya.
Dratan chipin.
Re. Double la pen to go. Dratan je ba se je de kahe yang, dala pen do do meva yong se. Dratan je ba de. Japan simpin tam je se de de na, double yang simpin rawa. Dratan je ba se de mixa me de, dala pen do go ba de lam sang go yo. O dear. Simjin Tamji said the drugs are sarbo yomar, attending to it. Dragon Jeba saying on the tenant, Dalakin talk about Lansan Kogre. This is not Dragon Jeba. Yeah.
So the root verse for this section says, throughout all realms, as far as these extend in all directions, may suffering of wretched states be pacified in full. All wanderers be stabilized in states of happiness and benefit induced within the multitude of beings. And the commentary on this is that one makes the one aspires to being able to pacify the sufferings of all beings in all realms, and it is throughout all realms which are called Buddha realms, stretching to the reaches of space, and not only in a single direction, but in as many directions as there are, that is to say, in all 10 directions, being able to pacify whatever type of sufferings of samsara are found there, especially as represented by the sufferings of wretched states, the wretched states of hell realm beings, beings in among the hungry ghosts, as well as animals. So one prays to be able to completely pacify any type of suffering, even of the worst kind, of all beings in all directions. One also prays to be able to stabilize all wanderers, all beings, in states of happiness associated with the higher realms, including the affluence found among gods and men. So to stabilize So to stabilize all beings in happiness means to be able to establish beings in the skillful means provided by the three types of jhanas, as presented in the Dharma, and in doing so, then, not only this, but in addition to this, in addition to being able to establish beings in the happiness of the higher realms, including the affluence of gods and men, one also wishes to be able to benefit, to have the ability to perform deeds which benefit all beings by means of genuine teachings, through leading these beings to great enlightenment using means which are in accordance with their own level of maturity. And Rinpoche said then that in saying all beings, it's not particularly clear that one also would be including one's enemies. But enemies are also sentient beings. So one makes the wish to be able to extend this type of beneficial activity to all beings, even including one's enemies.
Namke Karchap Sanje Jihen Jachonta, Namke Karchap Sanje Jihen Jachon Sijote Jachechon Katsayaba Jachetanyabano, Jachonta. Teyang
sore tsa maimba nupso tab sore tsa maimba so kyo namje so jin jik ting je khan jen tha cha chamba se jote so ju jik ting jen tha ka che yo ba cha chamba cha chang yo ba de tham je je sin jin kuen je sin jin tham je je nier wa ye da tun ro te ngen song ge dong a jin chong de ngen song song je dong a jin chong de kor bu dong an tha da Kovodonga Malipa Rabdu Hever Sepa Rabdu Hever Sepa Yan Takbar Hever Sepa Likbar Hever Sepa Lamin Pinto Pinto the Carre, Lata Mim Pusum Toba Pinto City Lula Ne Meba Semla Dunga Meba No Lundum Pusum Toba Yoba Dram Meba Ni Yoba Tenda Wachona Then When to Deva Tobar Seva the Carre, when to Deva Jogeva Dok Jogna, then when to Deva Tobar. Termaze Rananga Carpat and Sambar. Same thing Rananga Carpat and Sambar. Same thing Rananga Lot and Sambar. Sanjuk Chamberum. Sanjuk Chamber the Zoga Sanjere. Tap Jin Tip Goni. Tap Jin Tase Carre. Pena lo memba la pangbo nyin tu je lam ting Den la ranjab je lam ting Chenpo la tikpa chenpo lam ting de rem je thik gogre maato Rem je maate na lo memba la lam san tikpa chenpo Dene lam ting ting na gongso la ping togo maare Tikpa lo tu chenpo yin na dene tikpa chenpo lam san ting na yang ping togo maare De ta wa thap jen Tiparasi, Tapjin Tipper Goni, Tam Cape Goni, Tigore. Then be at Tatarpalana Tibare. Nova Teda, Tamjin, Tambichu, Pember Jeba. Tambichu, Chutin, the Chuja Pember Jeba, Junior, but Georgigo. Yeah.
So then the word by word explanation from the commentary says that it is throughout the extent of the Buddha realms stretching into the reaches of space. And stretching into the reaches of space means going all the way through space, permeating space completely. And what is it that is found all the way throughout space is Buddha realms and the word jachun means their area, so throughout the whole area of each of these Buddha realms in all of space, and not only in one direction, like not only looking out towards the east or towards the north, but as many as there are, as many beings and as many realms as there are in all 10 directions, then what activity is to be done towards them? The aspiration is to be able towards all of these beings to be able to completely pacify all of their sufferings. Completely pacify means to truly pacify, or to properly eliminate all of their sufferings. And these sufferings then are exemplified through the sufferings found in the wretched states of the lower realms, those of the hell beings, the hungry ghosts, and animals. So this is the first part of the aspiration here, to be able to pacify these sufferings. Then the next part is the aspiration to be able to establish all beings in states of happiness of the higher realms, which includes the affluence of humans and gods. And by affluence here is meant the full and complete positive states enjoyed by humans and gods, such as, for example, states free of sickness, having a perfect body free of sickness, not having enemies but having friends, and so on. And the term Ngunto used here, translated as higher realms, refers to those higher states of beings, the gods, semi-gods and humans, who are said to reside on a higher level, and to establish all of these beings in happiness means to be able to show them what it is they have to do in order to achieve happiness, namely that they have to be able to accomplish good actions or perform virtuous actions through which they will achieve happiness. And not only does one aspire to establish them in happy states of mind, but furthermore, one aspires to being able to benefit all beings through genuine teachings, by which means one leads all beings using skillful means to great enlightenment. And great enlightenment is a term meaning Buddhahood. So one aspires to be able to lead beings to Buddhahood through the teachings. And the teachings are, the teachings employ skillful means which are in harmony with the individual aptitude or maturity of the beings. So the means given correspond to the way of thinking of the individual being, which in general divided into three levels. At the inferior level, it's the way of thinking of the inferior vehicle. At the middle level, it's the inferior vehicle of the Shravakas. In the middle level, it's the way of thinking of a Pacheka Buddha, and at the highest level, the way of thinking of a Mahayana Bodhisattva. So one has to present the teachings in the proper order to the proper person. If one were to give Mahayana teachings to a person who is whose way of thinking belongs to the lesser vehicle, then he would not be able to assimilate it. So one has to apportion the teachings according to the understanding and maturity of the practitioner. So these are the these are the different parts of the aspiration prayer one makes in this connection.
That government, Sancho, Joba, Yonso, Zosi, Zosi, Jin, Sentin, Taka, Jodan, Tumbanjo, Zambo, Joba, Tan, Rapton, Jin, Mount Carbaco, and the Joba Jor, his also. Yatela, Sancho.
So then the fifth aspiration is that related to donning armor. whose root verse is as follows. May deeds that wake enlightenment be carried to completion. Impelling beings to act be done in deference to their ways. May I educate them thoroughly in wholesome practices and continue at all times to train for kalpas yet to come.
Jera. Lana me pa sanjuk tupa ser, sanje ji koma tupa ser to rani, sanjo sempa rani, tsuni ji joba. Sunam de hi ji tsuni ji joba tada yonso zoba. Yonso zoba, nyamso lamba la tsunbe, tsunju tsambe gocha, gobar si jen. Ye member ser, same thing in that member ser, same thing takaju than Tumbanjo, same thing in a member ser, same thing taki, same thing namje, come down wangbo, same thing la come mandava, not so by yere, same thing namje, come down wangbo, palanier hippe, tenam kangandurbe, same thing. Kangdang kang yin ba te tap kangdang kang gan durbe jyo ba tang tun ba ren yog te. Hyog ne jang rang ki che ta ra tok pe zang bu jyo ba ta ke chu ne rab to tong jen sen jin na la zang bu jyo bu chu rab to tong jen te ta rang ki jyo ba zog ba tang so ni ji jyo ba zog ba tang ne ba to ba tang chu tun ba te Rangin je don sombo de yang. Nietze wa zam, nietze wa se jete, nietze wa zam, nega ba zam ma yin ba. Maung pa karpa. Je wa ka he zan ten rao ma yin ba. Maung pa karpa. Sentar tukpa me pa para. Sentar tukpa me pa, karpa lang ta tukpa yo ma re. Sentar tukpa me pa. Tha thukpa mepe par, tesei kuen to yongar mepe par. Karpa lan tha thukpa mepe par, tesei to tene yendon je jepa jepa la, jowa mepe par, thang jepa mepe par. Ngar hing thang jepa mepe par, rabdo jepa ra jor jepa ho.
Ya, jewa kangar.
Jewa kangar.
Georgic Pao was a dog, yes. They might be kicked them all.
So, the explanation of this goes as follows. May I don the armor of diligence in the practice of all deeds connected with the two accumulations. So, the first aspiration is to be able to put on the armor of diligent practice of the deeds connected with the two accumulations, the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of wisdom. And may I carry these to completion. Why? In order to awaken unsurpassable enlightenment. And may whatever is to be done in order to ripen others by impelling beings to act in such a way as to be tamed, may all of this be based on knowledge of their latent inclinations and capacities. So among sentient beings one finds various inclinations and various abilities or capacities, many of which are subliminal or latent, and with a knowledge of those inclinations and capacities, may I impel beings to act in a way which accomplishes their own civilization or tames them, and that this is done in a way that accords with their own customs, their own ways. And having incited them in this way, having inspired them to do so, may I educate them completely in the specifics of the wholesome practices which I myself have been able to realize, so in accordance with the realization of them. And in this way, not only for just a brief flash, so this term nitsewa tsammayinpa, not just for a brief flash, means not just for a temporary period, that is to say, not just for a few lifetimes and then it's finished, but for kalpas yet to come, and these kalpas are said to be without any end. So throughout all existences, for kalpas yet to come, which have no end, may I, without tiring, without losing heart, or getting tired of it, may I complete my own training, achieve the power or the abilities connected with that training, and teach the Dharma in these three ways, benefiting others.
Sasong.
Sasong. Chepa jua chipa o sasong.
Tatsarong, jor chipa o hoya. Pande jor moko chera nga poke rame tenu tike. Sanchuk chepa yonsu zozi chen. Sanchuk chepa yonsu zozi. Sanchuk sanje re. Sanje je gomba thapar sepa la. Chöpa de karre, chöpa cho nire, mikje suena ji cho ta mimi hi ji cho nire, cho ni zokpar se jen. Ba ran sanje ji gomba thopar sepa la, thopar sepa chöpa suena da hi ji cho ni zokpar sepa la yang, maung karpa koin to chöpar cho jen, maung pa karpa koin to cho ni ji chöpa la chöpar cho jen. Maung karpa koin to chöpa chö se jatsa me chek diya jana tenda ure. Sanchuk chöpa yon so zo se jen maung karpa koin to chöpa chö. Sanchuk sempa rani sanchuk am sanje je gomba antopar sepa chöpa te chon suenam da ihi je choni re. Choni te yon so zokpar sepa te du tonga cha main pa maung pa karpa koin to chö jen chö a me par
Sonya Tundra Maung karpa koin to chu chen, yin pin chi chu pa la chu chen, chu wa me par chu chen. Oh yeah, that is your mokos.
Oh.
San jo ju.
Yin chi ken mo.
Yin
chi ken. Dere, chi pa re? Ta sa malam chu pa re. Kanyam je tro tang dokul malam de pa re. Kanyam si jita sanju sempa randa karpa nyamba dhoda dhobar malanda.
So then the sixth division of this outline deals with the aspiration to be able to follow or to accompany friends who are of equal maturity, or that is to say, that one aspires to meet bodhisattvas who whose conduct, whose way of life is compatible with one's own. So the root for this says, may I always find the company and travel on together with those whose way of living life goes hand in hand with mine. May our physical behavior and that of speech and even mind, as well as prayers of aspiration, resonate as one.
Dāga sāñcho sāmpa chöpa chöpa na, dāga chöpa tāng tsungpar, dāga chöpa tāng tsungpar. Sāñcho sāmpa la chöpa mandrava māngbu, chöchur mandrava yarawa. Chöchur mandrava yarawa le dāga chöpa tāng tsungpar am tsungpar kāng chöpa, kāng ki chöpa chöpe trō teda tāng ne. Sanchu Sempa Chöpa Chepa Tho Te Da Tang Ne Tu Ta Do Ta Do Am Jön Tun Rok Par Kho Che Tang Bo Tse Kang Pa Ni.
So then the commentary on the first two lines of this says whilst applying oneself or while applying myself to bodhisattva practices. And here Rinpoche mentioned that there were many different types of bodhisattva practices or types of behavior exhibited by bodhisattvas, and the aspiration here is that one will be able to find the company of those whose behavior is harmonious with one's own or fits with one's own lifestyle, and that having then found such bodhisattva friends who are compatible or whose way of thinking is in harmony with one's own, whose way of acting is in harmony with one's own, that then one will be able to accompany them always without getting separated from them.
Lutang Luju Chopatang Nga Nam Tizungag Chopatane Senji Chopatang Munan Chik to Che Munan Tam Chik to Che to Tumbar Chote Tendo.
Chik to Che is a Chik to Drup.
Chik to Drupa.
Chik to Drupa.
Chik to Tumbar Che Chendepa. Munam.
So then the next two lines deal with the aspirations of the bodhisattva, because it's not only the conduct which is to be compatible, but also one is asking for that one's way of thinking is compatible. So also the actions of one's body and speech and even those of one's mind, one's way of thinking, may the aspirations that one has in connection with these be fulfilled in the same way or be performed in a way that's in unison or in harmony. So one is asking, in other words, that both one's way of acting as well as one's way of thinking or the kind of aspirations that one has in one's mind will be harmonious with the friends that one meets.
Then the ta sanju samba gindon de che pa che pa kap so rang da che pa thum pe pro sanju samba da nyam de do pa tan de yang a nyam de do pa kap so yang lu che che pa thum ba sim chin che don se pe lu che che pa thum ba nga ke che pa thum ba sim chi che pa thum ba mon la yang thum ba de par so ji de ba kare san ji se yang che ba mang bo la sim chin che don se go go do mon la yang thum ba de go
So one is wishing here that one is will find the company of those whose behavior is compatible with one's own, and also specifically not just the behavior in general, but that the way that they act physically will be in harmony with oneself, that the way that they're that they talk will be in harmony with one's own way of speaking, and also once that the that mentally one will be compatible, and not only that, but that one's aspirational prayers with respect to the future also will be compatible, because it's necessary to be reborn again and again throughout limitless lifetimes into the future in order to benefit beings. So one is asking also that the wishing prayers that the wishing prayers of one's peer group or one's friends will be compatible.
Pena sancho samba sancho samba tene tro sancho samba yin dang jo pa nyam bu sim jin ji don de jo pa nyam bu je pa kap so Luta, Nata, Semji Joba, Tata, Luta, Nata, Semji Joba, Antonio, Tata, Nega, there, Semjin, Don Dobala, Don Dobala, then it paints in Jiggy Jiggs, Jiggla, Tross Jugre, Jiggy Jiggla, Tross Joba, Tross Egre. Akosuma. Sancho Samba. Yendon to Jepa Jepa Capso, Randa Jepa and Songba Sanju Sambat and Robert Hill Sigatawa. Tayang Randa Jepa and Songba Sanju Sambatan, Roy Pecapso, Luji Jepa and Tain, Naka Jepa and Tain, Semji Jepa and Taina. Then they seem to don't judge him would look together. Sanju Semba Jepa, send us a theater, Sanju Semba Jepa, Jepa La, then he came Mepa, Sanju Semba Jepa, Jede, Yemping judge him would look together. Ranga Sanju Sempa Jepa Kumbhita Ndokara. What is it?
So the aspiration here is first that one will be able to meet up with other bodhisattvas whose behavior is compatible with one's own at the time that one is practicing the bodhisattva training in order to be able to benefit others. Because if one is able to meet up with such bodhisattvas and one's physical behavior is in accord and one's way of speaking is in accord and one's way of thinking is in accord, then in this temporary situation of this present lifetime, then one will be able to benefit beings in a very grand way. One's activities for the benefit of others will develop and increase.
Then you mulam chick the tana te chicks on my in by Jeva Terra going to Yasan to say by Jeva 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 draws children. Rava, Malanya Mutam.
No. So the second part of this aspiration is also very important, the aspiration that one's prayers with regard to the future also will be harmonious. So that means that not only during this present lifetime does one wish to meet up with bodhisattvas who one is compatible with, but also throughout all of one's coming lifetimes, one aspires to be able to meet with friends, with bodhisattva friends, whose whose actions accord with one's own, And in order to do so, one has to, at the present time, have corresponding aspirational prayers. So one prays also that one's own aspirations correspond to those of other bodhisattvas.
Doing good, Jumbara Ganjo Bazan.